I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Michael K is on the radio today, and he ain't afraid to say what he's thinking.
It's the Michael K Show.
Michael K is on the radio today. Turn it up, it's time to get on with the show. On 98.7 ESPN Radio.
And a good afternoon, everybody. This is indeed the Michael K Show. We thank you for joining us on this Friday, February 9th, 2024. We are coming to you from Platt Deutsch Park in Franklin Square, New York. Michael K, along with Peter Rosenberg, conspicuously absent, is Don LaGraca. He's having some issues at home, so doesn't seem like it's anything serious, but he obviously it's serious enough that he couldn't be here, so we apologize for him, but Peter and I will handle it, going until 6:30 on a big Super Bowl Friday.
It is possible, seeing as I'm wearing the members-only jacket.
You look terrific.
Thank you. Is it possible? If you guys got a one-shot there, this is a nice look.
What are you, directing the show?
That's right. I do a little directing on the side.
Yeah.
Is it possible Don felt left out as not being a member, and this is some sort of protest?
But he's going to be really disappointed because they did bring him a jacket.
I know. That's the thing.
Yeah.
If it was a protest,
right.
There was no need.
Epic
because
fail.
They have a jacket. You got your sweatshirt.
Got the hoodie I want.
The members. I told you that we're generous members.
And then one of the big sponsors of the show is Wise, and they brought me a box of Dipsy Doodles.
Oh, I saw.
Who loves Dipsy Doodles?
I mean, come on.
It's one of the greatest things of all time.
You're going to be eating Dipsy Doodles for years.
Yeah, and it'll show on my waistline.
What a Super Bowl you're going to have.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So let's talk about the Super Bowl. It happens on Sunday. It's the 49ers and the Chiefs, and we're still going to make our picks. We have Steve Young coming up at 5 o'clock.
So excited for that.
Yeah, we have Sal Palantonio in the 4 o'clock
Sal
hour.
Sal Pal.
And then the guy who makes the picks for us, Joe Fortenbaugh.
Well, let's not call him the guy who makes the picks for us.
Well, what are we supposed to call him?
The other guy who makes the picks for us, because no one makes picks better on this show than me. But he also makes picks. So,
yeah.
You know, shout out to Joe.
He's the expert. You kind of ran into it. Why did you ask for a hand sanitizer? What's going on?
Well, why are you making me be that guy? Because I just shook hands with 40 people, and I still am of the... I'm still in the era that after I shake hands with 40 people, I want a hand sanitizer. Is that...
No, it's fair.
Because I'm going to want to pick chicken fingers and french fries off your plate. Some would argue I already have. And if I do that, I should have sanitized my hands. You see what I'm saying?
Yep, I get it. What a great place this is. Yeah, it's pretty cool. So if you're in the area, stop by and say hello.
And if you can't hear from like the sound in the background here, it's a cavernous, large. Now I know why it's called Platt Deutsch Park.
It's a park.
It's a real park.
Absolutely.
But it's a really cool place to hang. And we're going to be here till 6:30. So we hope you'll come hang out with us.
You know who else is here?
Who?
Big celebrity.
Go ahead.
Michelle Scalise.
Is she back?
Yep. Come get some right over there.
There she is.
Yeah.
A big applause for a big Scalise pop, as
I'm
it's known.
I'm telling you, she's more famous than anybody here.
Yeah, she brought it. She brought some.
Absolutely. All right, who do you like in the game?
This is one of those days, unfortunately, when I feel like I'm just going to be going back and forth until 5:45.
Oh, really? Vacillating.
Yeah, a lot of vacillation at this moment. I've told you guys, my gut is telling me Kansas City.
Right.
Right? And I think if I were to survey in Platt Deutsch today, my guess would be most people here probably like Kansas City. And I'm guessing they would like them for the same reason that I do, which is you might have liked Buffalo against Kansas City, and Kansas City found a way to win. And then you might have liked Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, and then Kansas City found a way to win. And that week, of course, they did it with defense, completely shutting down the Ravens. So they were basically powerless on offense. So if I've gotten it wrong twice, am I really going to bet against them again in the Super Bowl? But then, as I've said all week, that line to me is very strange. The fact that everyone seems to like the Chiefs, but the 49ers are favored by a point and a half, that's where it goes from being a gut thing to a head thing, where I start thinking, what does Vegas know that we don't know? Why is San Francisco favored? And I'm going back and forth between those things because I don't know. It's just so hard to pick against the Chiefs. But is there a world in which I could see them losing this game? Sure. San Francisco's very good.
So Vegas is playing head games with you. Because if it was the other way around, then you'd easily pick the Chiefs. I think they want you to pick the 49ers. That's why they're making them a favorite.
No, but
they want you to think, wow, why
no,
would they
no, no, no. I think you're – I see you don't understand Vegas. You're a square. I know what these people are like. These,
right. I'm more of an Atlantic City guy, I guess.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm with the high rollers.
Yeah.
No, I think – I do think you're seeing it wrong, though. I think they're begging you to bet Kansas City and get it wrong.
Why?
Because you look at it. Did anybody here look at the line this week and go, Kansas City's getting points? I'm taking it. How do I not bet the Chiefs getting points? It seems crazy. This is the dominant, preeminent team of this era. This is the Golden State Warriors of the NFL back in the Super Bowl again, and they're getting points. So I think it's Vegas begging you, take the Chiefs, because guess what? The 49ers are going to win outright.
But you're like the batter who's up at the plate,
yeah,
and said, okay, I think he's going to throw me a changeup.
But he knows.
He knows that I think he's going to throw me a changeup. So then you
right.
start to outthink yourself.
I know.
And you sit fastball, and he throws the changeup just the way it was supposed to be, and you weren't ready because you outthought yourself. And that's what you're doing now, my friend.
I think you are right about that. Let me say this. In my mind, without thinking about Vegas, there's no line involved. It's just what is my feeling on this game. And I have been okay at this all year and last year. I would say I like Kansas City 27-24 in a really good borderline classic Super Bowl game. That is what my heart says. What about you?
My heart says Kansas City. And, I mean, my pick was made in the AFC Championship game because I was an idiot and I took the Ravens. I should never bet against Patrick Mahomes. I just shouldn't. I mean, they've had an unbelievable run. They beat probably the most complete team. And they did it, I thought, decisively. The score wasn't a blowout, but did you ever think the Ravens were going to win?
It was a blowout. All right. I don't care what the score said.
Yeah, it was 17-10, but it seemed like it was much, much more. So I said, I'm not going to get fooled again. If I get fooled picking Patrick Mahomes, that's the way it's supposed to be. But I also think Kansas City's defense is stout. Patrick Mahomes finds a way to do it. And the other flip side is that, you know what, the 49ers blow it a lot. They almost blew both of the games to get here. You could say they probably shouldn't have beaten the Packers. They probably shouldn't have beaten the Lions. And those are games at home.
Well, I would go a step further. I would say they easily could have lost that game to the Packers, right? The Packers did not take advantage in the first half of that game. They were constantly in the red zone and coming away with field goals or no points. And in the end, San Francisco squeaks by at home. Next game, you get Detroit
right.
in San Francisco. Detroit blows one of the biggest choke jobs we've ever seen
24-7.
In football.
Yeah. And then they don't go for the field goal.
Right, and still could have won. I mean, yep. they choked it. They were up so big that they choked it away and still could have won the game, but they didn't. So, again, it's what makes me start thinking about Vegas. San Francisco has looked bad throughout the playoffs. The Chiefs have been better in the playoffs. These are two teams going opposite directions.
Right.
The Chiefs have been getting better since the regular season. The 49ers have been sort of skating by and barely making it, yet San Francisco is favored in this game. It just feels odd to me.
And also, just break down the most important position. I mean, you watch football, you know the most important position on the team is the quarterback. I mean, everything in the NFL revolves around the quarterback. Don't overthink it. Don't give me stats. Who's the best quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes, obviously. We don't even know what Brock Purdy is.
Now, you know, Mark Canizero got a hold of Steve Young, who we're going to talk to at 5 o'clock, and Steve Young's singing the praises of Purdy. You know, he computes quicker than anybody. He doesn't have the arm. He doesn't have the escapability of Mahomes, although he did run a lot against the Lions, and that helped them. I would bet Patrick Mahomes 100 times out of 100 times going up against Brock Purdy. It's not only the quarterback, but they will make a difference. Another thing that I think people are glossing over, Mike Shanahan has not proven to be a big-game coach. I'm sorry. He has not proven to be a big-game coach.
Kyle, yes. Mike.
Well, Mike, too.
Well, Mike got his championships,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, after a while. But
he hasn't won the big one yet. And but that to me is almost like, how do you feel? If you think Kyle Shanahan is a stud, which I do, like I think Kyle Shanahan is going to be a big-time stud coach in this league for a very long time.
Why didn't Washington keep him then?
Do you really want me to answer or no?
No.
Okay. Because you know that Mike Shanahan and the ownership, they didn't get along, and so everything blew up there.
Right.
But I would have loved it. It kills me that he's not with Washington because he was so great. But I think Kyle Shanahan is a big-time, long-term head coach in this league, one of those guys you're always hoping is your head coach. Since I feel that way, do I believe he's going to lose back-to-back Super Bowls? to Andy Reid, of course, not back-to-back literally, but in his two first Super Bowl appearances?
Right.
Or is he the kind of guy who lost the first time and this time has done the work and will be ready to beat Andy Reid? So I do believe that Kyle Shanahan is a stud. Don't forget, there was a long period of time where people did not think Andy Reid was some genius. They thought he was a guy who could never get over the hump with Philadelphia. Then you get to Kansas City, you get yourself an incredible quarterback, an incredible tight end, at that time an incredible wide receiver. And all of a sudden, you're a stud.
And the first two Super Bowls he won to, one with the Eagles and then the first one with the Chiefs, he lost.
Right.
I mean, so you could change the narrative. We've seen it throughout sports. You could change the narrative with a big win. But, history, if you don't learn from it, you're doomed to repeat it also. I think that the 49ers should have been able to beat the Packers by much more than they did. They should have been able to put the Lions away much more than they did. It's always close. Now, is it going to be so close that the point spread is going to be, come into play? I don't think so.
Right.
I mean, it's a point and a half. So if it's a one-point Super Bowl, we'll all be celebrating.
Well, by the way, knowing how Vegas is, it will be a one-point Super Bowl.
No, they'll get it right.
I mean, that's the thing. It'll be 1 point or 2 points, right? It'll be someone wins by two or one. But you're right. And the fact is, will Brock Purdy make mistakes in this game? Brock Purdy is excellent when he gets the ball out of his hand quickly and when everything is sort of going their way. However, when you're dealing with a really good defense that Kansas City has and quarterbacks like Snead, who are phenomenal, is that going to create problems for Brock Purdy where he makes that mistake? Because he is apt to make that mistake. And Patrick Mahomes, as you said, Michael, I don't see this being a repeat of a couple of years ago when he was just completely outmanned in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I think Patrick Mahomes will be Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So the question is, what will Brock Purdy be?
I think it has the potential to be a really good Super Bowl. I don't think it has the potential to be a blowout on either side. Is that fair?
I agree. And it's funny. We talked about this yesterday. It's not a Super Bowl with a ton of juice, you know. I mean, ask me for my money. The most exciting thing that's happened in Vegas all week was the WWE press conference last night, which was amazing. It's been kind of quiet for the Super Bowl. The storylines are kind of manufactured. Oh, is Brock Purdy ready for the big game? Has Patrick Mahomes become a bad guy? Of course, at the beginning of the week, we had the thing with Pat Mahomes Sr. But there really hasn't been a lot of juice to this game. But when we sit down on Sunday and watch the game, I have a feeling that unlike a lot of Super Bowls, it's going to play out like an actual good football game. You know, so often we watch the Super Bowl and the first half is kind of a nothing burger. Especially the first quarter, they're feeling each other out. It doesn't even really resemble football. I have a hunch that with these two teams and these two coaches, we're going to have a real football game that feels more like a championship game than a Super Bowl.
All right, without even thinking that much, Reba McEntire. Minute and a half, over, under, national anthem. What do you got?
She's national anthem?
Oh, yeah.
I'll go under.
I'm going over.
She's older.
Because
you think she'll slow?
No, I have been researching her past national anthem. She sang at the World Series. It's always right around 1:30. I think she's going to hold a note a little bit. I think it's going to go over 1:30.
So they have so many. So we know Usher is halftime.
Yep.
Did you hear Usher got extra time?
No, did he?
Usher lobbied somehow, and he's getting 15 rather than the usual 13 minutes.
So they didn't give Michael Jackson 15.
Well, that was a different era. I mean, you know, by the way, have you recently heard the story? It's kind of getting told ad nauseum now, but it does bear repeating if people here haven't heard it. Do you remember the story of how the Michael Jackson Super Bowl and how this Super Bowl era began with halftime? If you don't remember this story, it is interesting that in 92, in Living Color on Fox said, we're going to run a special during halftime.
Right.
We want to compete. I don't remember who had the Super Bowl that year, NBC or CBS. And they said, we're going to compete. And Fox decides to run a special episode of In Living Color, the sketch comedy show, if you're young out there, that at the time was starring, yeah, some applause right for In Living Color, the Wayans brothers, Jim Carrey, all these iconic stars, Tommy Davidson, Jamie Foxx. They decide to run a special. Michael, they got 25 million people to turn off the Super Bowl and turn on In Living Color because the Super Bowl literally had like an old school style high school marching band bah, 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 just walking down the field.
Up with people.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So next year, shockingly, the NFL was like, what are we doing? Do we just, you know what we're going to do? What can we do that would be better than a high school band? Let's get Michael freaking Jackson to do halftime instead. Obviously, they gained viewers at halftime. It was like, 60 million people watched or whatever. And that was the beginning of this era now where the concert, do you realize that the concert at halftime of the Super Bowl is the single biggest music event every year? This is the most important music event of every year.
Don doesn't watch it, though. He's good.
Don is out.
He's out.
I love Donald to death. You know that.
Right.
That is, Dom likes to claim he's not that guy.
He is that guy.
In this case, he's that guy. Because it's easy enough to watch the halftime like a normal person.
Did you hear the Prince story about halftime? So he's waiting underneath the
stage. I know there's rain.
And it started to rain. So the guy from the NFL has a walkie-talkie. He could talk to Prince. So they were really panicking because it wasn't just a drizzle. It started to pour. And he said, excuse me, I just want you to know it's raining out there. You know what Prince said?
Yeah.
Can you make it rain harder?
Is that really the line?
Can you make it rain harder? And then he took advantage. It became like a thing.
Well, he did Purple Rain the rain at the Super Bowl.
He said, can you make it rain harder?
I mean, listen, I don't know if you're an Usher fan. You know, I went to
I used to be an Usher in a movie theater.
I've heard that story, actually. I went and saw the Usher show in Vegas this year.
How was it?
Phenomenal. Obviously, it was a very different experience. But my guess is, I mean, that man is an old school entertainer who puts on a show. I think it'll be a very good, easily acceptable. I wonder if an unnamed writer who likes to talk about us in the newspaper,
right.
I wonder if he'll be offended by Usher. Like, I wonder,
Usher's not that dirty, right?
No, he's pretty safe.
Right.
I mean, he's no dirtier than any musician who ever mentions sex in, like, a general way.
Right.
But he's not a... I mean, I wonder, though, will he at some point, you know, grind his waist in some way? Will there be a hip thrust that will offend the pearl clutchers?
Will he bring Drake up to make an appearance?
Well, I mean, listen, you don't want to see Drake the Snake at the Super Bowl.
No, that's
a whole different thing.
Now, you'd say right now, you're looking at me, I'm in a decent mood, right?
It appears that way.
I want to tell you about my day, everybody, and we'll take your phone calls, all right? So I'm driving home today, and I have this iPad on the floor.
You're telling the story.
Yeah, but not the whole thing.
Okay. All right? Okay.
So I have this iPad on the floor of the car, and I pull up to my garage, and I did not have the thing that lifts the door up. So I knew I was going to park the car. And
I believe they call it the garage door opener.
Yes.
Yeah, sure.
I leaned over to pick up the iPad, like any normal human being would do. But because I'm a moron, I didn't put the car in the park. I drove right through my garage door.
Wow.
I'm losing my mind. Then I'm driving here, and the gentleman at the parking was great. He said, come on in. And I didn't know if he wanted to take the car, so I pulled into the lot across the street because I've been my credit card keeps getting declined.
Oh, my gosh.
So I called up the fraud services. Somebody has stolen my information, and they were charging the heck out of it. So I had to sit there and go, no, I didn't do that. I did. So it's been that sort of day, but I'm going to push it aside and be myself.
So real quick, just for everyone paying attention at home, no Don.
No Don.
You crash your car through a garage door.
My garage.
Your own garage.
My own garage.
And you're like Pete Davidson in the suburbs.
That's unbelievable.
And your credit card was stolen, and people have been charging God knows what.
But it wasn't stolen because I actually have it physically. Somehow they stole the information.
That's what they do now.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. That's three, though. Things come in three, so we should be good. Those should be the three things.
You just told me two.
No, plus Don.
Oh.
You're nothing without Don. We know that.
Yeah. How about you? You now have to pick up the 70%.
I know. I'm feeling that
this
already.
This is some heavy lifting.
No, it's a lot, especially on a Super Bowl Friday. You kidding me?
Yeah.
How was the Islanders game last night?
Phenomenal.
Really?
It was phenomenal.
How'd they treat you in the suite? Like gold?
They gave me more stuff yesterday than I've gotten in 33 years with the Yankees.
You said that to me, and you meant it.
Yeah, I mean, and the Yankees are great to me, but they're giving me uniform tops. They're giving me hats. They're giving me, I mean, they can't stop giving. And
how was the food?
The food was amazing. Don was really objectionable.
Really?
He goes up to the owner's suite with us.
Right.
Right? And he sits there and eats like, you know, there's an invasion coming in Newark.
Yeah.
Like there's not going to be any food.
Yeah.
He's shoveling food down his throat. So, we got off the air at 6:30. The game starts at 8. He ate everything in the suite. He had three hamburgers, one chicken sandwich, two orders of fries, a couple of drinks, and then he goes, all right, I'm leaving. And then he left.
That was it.
And then he left, and I stayed there for the first period. Islanders were leading 3-1. I said, you know what? They got it in hand. I don't have to stay anymore.
Wow.
But they were great. And that's, I'll tell you what, that's a great building.
Yeah, it's an awesome, awesome building, and they treat us like gold.
That's right down the street.
Oh, I passed it on the way here.
Yeah.
Honestly, there's no team that's there. I should be a hardcore Islanders fan.
You know what? They're pushing me toward that.
I know.
So nice.
I mean, have the Penguins ever done anything for me?
No.
Thank you. What am I doing?
I don't know what you're doing.
You know what we should do?
Take phone calls?
Talk to the people, yeah.
Let's go to James in New Jersey to start it off. James O.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call. You know, I'm a diehard Niners fan since 86. You know, but the key to the victory, all we got to do is run the ball, put Deebo Samuel in the bubble screen, and send Brandon Ayuk on top. But Shannon got to run the ball. Brockway didn't got nothing to prove. Throw the ball in the air. When you find something open, you go on top. But as long as we run the ball and we play good defense, we'll be all right. But we can't play just like we play Green Bay and Detroit. But I guarantee you, 49 is going to win this game.
Yeah,
man.
But you know, you're saying that one of the keys is just run the ball with McCaffrey. The Chiefs are great at defending the run. And I think that you get into trouble. If they stop McCaffrey, is Brock Purdy going to be able to beat you in the air?
Right.
And let's not forget, the defensive coordinator has 3 rings. Steve Spagnuolo with the Giants, and then 2 with the Chiefs.
Spags, you're talking about.
He's an unbelievable defensive coordinator. He'll figure out a way. So I love that aspect of the game because Shanahan's a genius offensively, but then you have Spagnuolo, who's pretty much a genius defensively, so who wins that? 1-800-919-3776. Ty in the car. Ty.
Ty.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I just want to give some points, I think, why the Niners might be favored in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Firstly, I think that people are a little overrating the run the Chiefs went on this postseason specifically. The Dolphins, they were decimated by injuries. The Bills were decimated by injuries. They brought in a linebacker off the streets to play in that game. And then the Ravens, they were a great team, but they did something ridiculous in that game. They ran the ball the least amount of times of any team in any game all season, and they're the most run-heavy team all year. So
maybe Ty, you have to give Spagnuolo some credit. Maybe they were taking away, you know, they were taking away the run, so they didn't want to deal with it. And also, did you feel like this, Ty, when they went into Buffalo? I mean, they were underdogs. They went into Buffalo, they were underdogs. I know they were hurt defensively, but still, it was an upset if you look at the spread.
Personally, I know the spread was an upset. I think that Buffalo, the pressure of beating almost like their big brother, I didn't view the Chiefs as an underdog in that game. Like, yeah, they had to go on the road, but I didn't see that.
All right,
but,
so are you a Niner fan?
No, I'm not. I'm actually a Raiders fan. This is actually a really tough Super Bowl for me.
All right, so Ty, I mean, look at the Niners. I mean, everybody said, well, it's going to be the Niners against the Ravens. Well, the Niners end up getting to the Super Bowl. But did it impress you, the two teams they beat, the way they beat them?
No, it didn't. It's tough to say because I don't really believe in Brock Purdy as a, you know, elite quarterback.
Me
but
neither.
The offenses that they had to play, the Packers were rolling, they steamrolled the Cowboys. And then the Lions have an unbelievable offense. And the Niners defense isn't really what it used to be, even though they have a lot of top-end talent. It's really not, like I said, what it used to be.
No, I hear you. You listen, I can't sit here, Ty, and say, well, you think the 49ers are going to win, you're crazy. No, they're the favorite, number one, and they happen to be a great team, and they have a genius coach offensively. I mean, to say if they win the game, it's not shocking. How could you say it's shocking? They're the favorites. So I think it has the potential to be a really good Super Bowl.
Me too.
1-800-919-3776. We'll take more of your phone calls. Joe Fortenbaugh at 345. He'll give us his picks and some fun props as well. Hey, looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings Same Game Parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Chiefs or Niners? The choice is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE. That's EMPIRE. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus, physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Empire Outlets is the place to be this winter to shop, dine, and experience local Located steps away from the Staten Island Ferry, Empire Outlets is easily accessible to all New York City and New Jersey residents. Shop at outlets like Nike Factory, Nordstrom Rack, Banana Republic Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Gap Factory, Levi's Outlet, H&M, Guest Factory, and more. Dine at restaurants including Wasabi Hibachi Steakhouse, Nori Sushi Shop, Shake Shack, Hazel's 423 Food Truck, and Bake Culture. Visit EmpireOutlets.nyc to learn more and follow on Instagram at Empire Outlets.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. It's a Football Friday with the Michael K. Show, presented by Nissan and Bet365.
That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Hey, the Rangers are in Chicago, take on the Blackhawks. Coverage begins at 8 right here on 98.7 ESPN. And you know what? Shesterkin is in goal. After Quick has won 3 in a row, Igor is in goal. That's Game Time, brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, because when it's game time, it's Tully time. Tullamore Dew, the original triple distilled, triple blended, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Be sure to grab a Tullamore Dew or try the brand new Tullamore Dew Honey during tonight's action. Glasses up to enjoying Tullamore Dew responsibly. We were offered some Tullamore Dew coming in.
I know, lovely.
But I've got to drive home, so I politely declined.
Yeah, you know, it would have been a 4.5-hour window.
I don't like to ever have a drink.
You're not a risk taker.
No, I got too much to lose.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, and people out there have too much to lose.
It's a good point. I mean, again, I think if it was any less than 5 hours, I'd worry about you more. But I think it's good to have a hard and fast rule in place. You don't want to get Pat Mahomes out here.
And also, I have not been lucky lately.
No, you know what?
One car was destroyed in a snow accident.
Yeah.
And I mean, and if you happen to be on the end of an accident where it's not your fault, and they go, well, have you been at a bar? Yeah, I had a drink 4 hours ago. You're still going to get tested.
And you don't feel like doing that. What if you make a mistake?
Right. And the way things are going,
you'd fail.
Right.
Because yesterday you were sober as could be. You still drove right. Earlier today, you still drove right.
Sober as can be. I'm never drunk at 12 noon.
No, rarely.
No. 1-800-919-3776. Let's go to Mitch in Brooklyn. Mitch.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Okay, first-time caller.
Welcome aboard.
Yeah, I really enjoy the show. I just want to tell the guys, in talking about Super Bowls, I was lucky enough to go to Super Bowl X. That is 48 years ago.
Where was that, Mitch?
It was in the Orange Bowl, the most uncomfortable seats you ever sat in. Just benches that were marked off. So if you were a little overweight, you were having big problems. No backs on the seats. As a matter of fact, Joe DiMaggio was sitting two rows behind us.
Really? Did you talk to him?
Yeah, I said hello to him. I said, "Hey, Mr. Coffee," and he stopped. He said hello, very, very nicely. Okay. Yeah, everybody was trying to talk to him. To tell you the truth, you'll never guess how much a ticket was.
Let's see, Super Bowl X. So that was what, 73?
No, it was the year of the bicentennial.
Okay, so 76. I'd say $50.
$20 I paid, and I was on the 40-yard line.
Yep, you can't park for $20 now.
$20, you couldn't even get a hot dog now.
But you had a good time?
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah, excellent. Of course. I mean, I went at the last minute. My brother got a ticket. We flew down to Florida that night, the night before the game, went to the game, and it was really great. That had to be one of the best Super Bowls. It was Pittsburgh and Dallas when Lynn Swann made all those catches.
Yes, those great. They tapped the ball up, almost balletic. Thank you, Mitch. That's great. Super Bowl X. So have you ever been to a Super Bowl?
No, I've never been. I have some level of interest in it. It's not like a bucket list thing for me. It's become like such a like crazily commercial event.
Can I let you know a little secret and everybody listening? Mm-hmm. Much better at home.
Right?
Much better.
Now if you were invited to the game in an unbelievable suite.
Much better at home.
But you haven't had even
I was in an unbelievable suite.
No, you were in an unbelievable suite. You were in a suite with Dan Snyder and like Art Monk. Who else was there again?
Bernard Kalb, I think.
Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
God bless him.
Right.
I mean, but what I'm saying is, if you were in like the Apple Music suite with Jay-Z and Rihanna,
right,
I could see that being a lot of fun.
Riri,
if you will.
Right.
But like to just be at that game with the amount of stoppages there are,
brutal.
It doesn't seem fun to me.
No, I mean, and also the commercial breaks are so long, and you're sitting there doing nothing.
Right at home, you're watching the commercials.
So you're having a party. I'm getting that feeling.
That would be a harsh way of putting it. I'm having a very small get-together, but you are more than welcome.
I'm leaving for Tampa tomorrow morning.
I already told you this. Yeah. You already blew me off.
Yeah. You want me to cancel my trip, the spring training?
No, I love Tampa. You should go down there.
I'm going. Now, you mentioned the WWE yesterday. You should cover that since you're the expert. What exactly went down yesterday? I think I was reading on social media that you kind of predicted it.
I did kind of predict it, although I will say my predicting of it was wishful. I did not think it would happen. To make a long story short, I told you guys yesterday that when The Rock showed up last Friday on SmackDown and seemingly called out Roman Reigns, a lot of fans got upset. Like, wait, why is he taking Cody Rhodes' spot at WrestleMania?
Mm-hmm.
The boos and sort of Rocky sucks kind of started to kick in.
Right.
Lasted all week long. And then by the time you get to yesterday, Rock puts up a trailer for the new Moana movie. And the comments are just flooded with WWE fans saying, we want Cody. So he is now in a situation where he's getting like all out attacked by a large segment of the fan base.
Right. And he's beloved.
Oh, yeah. Historically beloved. So you get into a big debate now about what the intention was. Did they think this was going to happen? Did they just get it wrong? I don't know. All I know is, however they ended up landing on doing what they did yesterday, which was having The Rock team up with it, instead of going against Roman Reigns, who's been a big bad guy for the last 3 years, The Rock went into bad guy mode and teamed up with Roman Reigns.
Against Cody Rhodes.
Against Cody. And remember, a guest of our anniversary show, Seth Rollins, who was there also.
Okay.
And in that moment when Rock, instead of being this sort of, over the last couple of years, The Rock, at times when he comes back, has been sort of like a generic cartoon version of himself.
Mm-hmm.
Says the same catchphrases, everyone laughs, hits the people's elbow, walks out, yay. This felt so different. Seeing someone of his level become an all-out bad guy and then smack Cody across the face. No work punch, a straight-up open hand slap across the face. And then they did this bit backstage where Jackie Redmond was interviewing Triple H, and Rock comes by, and Rock says to Triple H, you're going to let him disrespect my family like that? And Triple H is like, you're out of line. And they have this awkward moment, which now plants a seed maybe for a longer storyline between Triple H and The Rock, because remember, The Rock is really on the board of TKO.
Right.
So there's this really fun story you could tell about Rock being this corporate guy.
But do you think this was planned out, or was it a pivot because of the reaction?
Listen, I believe there's been a pivot involved.
Okay.
I do. If it was not a pivot, it's one of the most brilliant pieces of storytelling I've ever seen on TV. Even if it is a pivot, I love it. And it's a sign of the way WWE has changed, because there was a time, like always, up until very recently, where in a situation like this, even if you could tell the fans didn't want it, they might try to ram it down your throat.
Right.
And in this case, they listened to the audience, found a really cool way to pivot, and the world is on fire. Like, I believe by the time WrestleMania comes around, WWE will be as hot and popular as it has been since like 2000, when The Rock, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Mick Foley, all those guys were on top.
Let's go to David in New Jersey. David.
Hey, how are you, Michael? How's everything?
I'm all right. How are you, David?
Oh, fantastic. So I wanted to make comment on what you had mentioned at this onset of the show about when you had hit your garage. I'm going to go back to a similar story I had when I was I did a little bit different. So we didn't have a garage door opener. I had to lift the door. But right. Instead of putting the car in park, I literally got out of the car while the car was still in drive. And had the car crash through the garage door, and then, out of nerves, went to back up the car and hit the garage itself, the frame of the garage, out of nerves, and sideswiped the entire car. So I guess the moral to the story is maybe you got off a little easy in comparison to me, but I'm glad you're well, and you got a great show, and I really enjoy listening to you and Peter, and I know Don's not here today, but you guys are fantastic.
Thank you.
And that's the most important thing I wanted to tell you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you so much, David, for what you do. I also showed Peter a picture. Is it what you imagine?
No, it's pretty bad. It's pretty bad. It's almost surprising it's so bad.
Yeah.
Like, I would think the car is going slow enough.
Yeah, it wasn't even going fast at all.
Like, I have to imagine, once it hit it, were you already leaned too far over to hit the brake?
I hit it immediately.
And it still did that much
damage.
Like, that's surprising to me.
Yeah.
Don't you have days, though, when you know your life is great and you're super grateful, but you're just like, why today? What is happening today?
I'll really let you in. I was sitting there, I almost started to cry. I was so upset at myself.
You know, don't do that.
I was so upset.
I hate the idea of thinking about you crying.
Yeah, I almost like I put my head in my hands, but the tears didn't come.
Because you're dead inside. But still.
I am dead inside.
I'm glad you didn't cry, though, Michael.
Well, I mean, what would be the big deal if I cried?
No, I'm just glad that you weren't at that level. I mean, if you feel
I was at the level.
So you feel you need to?
I felt I needed to cry, but I didn't.
Well, do you want to now?
No.
Do you have the music, guys? Maybe it's a good time.
No, I will not cry on camera. No, I will not.
You sure?
Yeah, because it's too far separated from me destroying the door. But I felt like crying. I really did. It just wasn't a good day. And then my credit card gets stolen.
Oh, boy. What's the book? No Good, Very Bad Day? You know.
Crappy Day, I think. Yeah. Isn't that a Green Day song?
Crappy Day. Yeah,
crappy day. All right, you know what makes a good day, though? Joe Fortenbaugh, or as you call him.
The Fart Now.
Yeah, he's coming up. He's going to help us make the picks for the Super Bowl. That's coming up in just a moment. Sal Palantonio will join us in the 4 o'clock hour. Steve Young at 5 o'clock. It's a great show leading you into Super Bowl weekend right here. But first, Peter has some things to tell you.
All right, guys, Peter Rosenberg here for Security Dodge, Long Island Ram and Wrangler headquarters. Right now, you can lease a new 24 Dodge Hornet RT for only $299 a month with zero down. That's right, $299 a month, zero down. All during the President's Day sales event. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. The Dodge Hornet RT is the most powerful, compact UV, all right? Based on 2023 LIH's compact UV segment, latest available competitive information, quickest based on 0 to 60 time of 5.6 seconds, most powerful based on 288 HP best handling, based on 0.9 max G skip pad vehicle dynamics rating, a weight distribution of 52 over 48, and car and driver dynamics testing.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season.
Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
Football Fridays on 98.7 ESPN brought to you by Nissan. You deserve a car that thrills you, and Nissan's got an exciting full line that will put goosebumps on your goosebumps. Experience the thrill yourself. Shop your local Nissan store at Nissan.com today. All right. Now's the time.
Oh, the fart now?
I call him Joe Fort now.
Oh. No, well, that's not his name either.
I mess it up, too.
Joe Fortenbaugh.
Yeah.
Fort he's a star. A good look.
He's a great man,
that
too.
Was Richard who got confused. Joe!
How are you, Joe?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Last weekend of the year for some football. The card is loaded. I'm sure everyone in New York, New Jersey, the tri-state area is doing fantastic. Always great to be on with you guys. How's it going?
It's good. I got to ask you something off top, though. Truthfully, tell me, emotionally, are you happy, very happy to not be in Vegas? Are you bummed out because you had just been there forever and now it's the biggest time ever there and you're not there? Or are you indifferent? How do you feel about not being in Vegas for the Super Bowl?
It's killing me, and I'm glad we led with this because I was trying to move past it, but the more I can revisit it, the better it makes me feel, Peter. Thank you very much. Of course it's killing me. It's Vegas. I had ringside seats to that fight last night. I had a bunch of dinner reservations set up. So, you know, you move forward with what can happen. You do your best you can. We're going to try to keep plugging away. We got the show today, ESPN 2, 6 p.m. Eastern. We got another one, 11 a.m. Eastern on Sunday. We're going to get the people set. We're going to do the best job possible.
All right, so here's the question I want to start with, and we've been talking about this all week. Why are the 49ers favored over the Chiefs, who are the defending Super Bowl champion, who've had a much tougher road to get there, who have the better quarterback? What's the deal with that?
So that's a great question, and everyone's been talking about it all week, and we talk about all those angles you just mentioned, Purdy's inexperience, Kyle Shanahan in the big spot, all that stuff. It doesn't matter to bookmakers. Bookmakers see this as numbers, okay? Oddsmakers see this as a numbers game, nothing more, nothing less. So here's what happens. They assign a power rating to each team. Now, this number will be adjusted throughout the course of the season as injuries occur, as teams surprise you, whether it's good or bad, but every team is a power number. So, for example, San Francisco's power number might be, let's call it 96, and Kansas City's number might be 94. Well, what's the difference between those two? 2 points. And there you go. Your point spread is San Francisco -2. It sounds easy. It's not easy, but that's how it's done. Now, after they get that number, they'll factor things in like extra rest, injuries, long travel spots, bye weeks, all that stuff. But ultimately, all the teams are assigned a number based on all the algorithms they run, and then they go ahead and they create a point spread. And that is what the point spread is dictated. If it was a bad number, the professional bettors would make them pay for it. But as we've all noticed, that line hasn't moved a whole lot these last 2 weeks, so it looks like a pretty good number.
All right, so you think it's a good number. So tell me what you think is your pick going to be. Have you made it yet? Are you waiting for the line to move?
Yeah, I'm on something here. Now, this is, of all the bets, the props and everything, this is a small wager. I don't have a great feel for this, but I am playing the side. I'm playing the San Francisco 49ers here. The way I see it is pretty simple. I've watched the Niners play 2 C-plus football games and win both of them in the postseason. I've watched the Chiefs play 3 A-plus football games. They've won them all. What if the Niners actually put together an A-level performance? What if the Chiefs put together a C-level performance like they did on Christmas at home against the Raiders? Niners can win this game. I think the Niners are going to be able to run the ball here. And if they can run the ball, it plays right into what Kyle Shanahan wants to do. It keeps Brock Purdy safe, and it sets up the play-action game. And if they can avoid playing from behind, which I believe they can control the tempo, and they can win this game. So it's a small wager, let me be very clear, but I like the Niners here.
And what about other just fun general props for the game?
Okay, so we can work our way through. I don't want to just shotgun like 15 in a row. So I'll throw some players out there. And one of the top ones would be Brandon Ayuk under 4.5 receptions. Tremendous wide receiver for the 49ers, but here's the thing. He's going to draw LeJarius Sneed in coverage. Now think about that for a second. That's an elite wide receiver. Ayuk has only gone to 5 or more receptions in 9 of 19 games. So he hasn't even done it half the time this season. And on top of that, he's going to draw a great cornerback. And on top of that, the Niners want to run the ball. And on top of that, if you're Brock Purdy, do you really want to throw the ball at the best corner on the field? Or do you want to look for favorable matchups with Deebo Samuel, George Kittle, and Christian McCaffrey? That's what I'd be thinking if I was Kyle Shanahan, Brock Purdy. So I see Brandon Ayuk under 4.5 receptions. Speaking of which, I look at Deebo Samuel, and I play yes, touchdown, plus 175. All right, Deebo scored 12 touchdowns in 17 games this season. Okay, this is a great price for a guy who led the team in red zone targets despite the fact that he played 2 fewer games. And oh, by the way, I think he's going to be very involved in the rushing attack here. So total yardage-wise, he's going to hit you from a number of different ways. So I'd be looking to play Deebo at plus 175 to score a touchdown. Brandon Ayuk under 4.5 receptions.
How about the over-under on the game? What's the number and how do you like?
47 is a key number. Okay, very important. It's one of the top, I'd say, 4 numbers in terms of key numbers because you can get a lot of outcomes that land on 47. 24-23, for example, is one of those games. So 47.5 is out there. I'd be looking to the under. I think both teams are going to establish the ground game here. I mean, those are the weaknesses of the opposing defenses. Kansas City's a great pass defense. They struggle against the run. San Francisco's very vulnerable to runs on the outside edge once you get out past the tackle. And if you're running the ball, you're draining the clock. And if you're draining the clock, you're suppressing the play volume there. So it's one of the reasons I like Patrick Mahomes to go under 37.5 passing attempts. I don't think he's going to have a bad game. I just don't think he's going to throw the ball all that much. Look at the Buffalo playoff game. Buffalo ran the ball very, very well with James Cook and Josh Allen. Mahomes only attempted 23 passes. He played a great game, but 37.5 is a lot if the Niners are able to run the ball and grind the tempo. So as a result, I'd play under 47.5. Not a huge bet there, but I would still lean to the under. Keep in mind, Kansas City second half unders are 18-2 this season. 18-2. Spagnuolo makes really good adjustments, but their offense has struggled in the second half as well, like we saw in Baltimore when they scored 0 points.
I always wonder with the funky props, all right, like what's the first word that Usher's going to say, the over-under on the national anthem. How much does Vegas allow you to bet that? I mean, if you have like inside information that McIntyre is going over 130, can you bet $100,000? Do they allow it?
Well, see, that's the thing. Number one, Vegas doesn't offer all those props. A lot of those are offshore type bets that you can make. And number two, no, they are going to limit the action on that because there was a way we used to crush the national anthem back in the day. What generally happens, and I'll let you in on this, Friday or Saturday, depending on how they do it, but it would always be Friday or Saturday before the Super Bowl, whoever was singing the national anthem would do their rehearsals in the stadium. And they would sing the anthem either 3 times in a row or 5 times in a row. And there'd be someone inside timing these rehearsals. And then they would leak it to someone in the gambling community. And if you were in tight with the gambling community, you would get that information. And then it was an all-out free-for-all to get as much money down as humanly possible on that prop before the books wised up as to what was happening and changed the price or took it down entirely. But what happened is some idiot in the COVID year when Kansas City was playing Tampa Bay down at Raymond James Stadium, this guy stands up outside the stadium filming himself, timing the anthem, and then he puts it on the internet.
So
then everyone sees what goes on, and then since then the whole thing got blown up. So number one, they take very low limits on that. Number two, they might not even post the prop until after the rehearsals. So they'll give you a number that's pretty much bang on, and, you know, you'll probably end up with a push.
See, you can't have nice things, Joe. You just can't.
That's the thing, man. Like, if you have something good, just keep it quiet. But in this day and age, people can't do it. They got to get the clicks. They got to get the retweets. So word got out. And, I mean, that's, to be honest, boys, when we have more time one day, that was the biggest win in my entire life. Like, when the
wow.
Eagles beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl, that was the largest bet I ever made, was on Pink under 3 minutes from the national anthem. Because she did three rehearsals that came out, I believe it was like minute 54, minute 54, minute 55. So she was 5 seconds under the 2 minute post. So I got a lot of money down on that. And then that ended up cashing. And even as an Eagle fan, right after that happened, I was like, I could care less who wins this game. I just cashed in huge.
What kind of are we talking about, a five-figure number?
We're talking about a big number. I'll leave it at that. We're talking about a very big number.
I want to tell you something. You might not be privy to this information, but Peter really insulted your co-host yesterday.
No.
Oh, really? How'd that happen?
Because Carlin was calling a game, Rutgers,
in College
Maryland.
Park.
Yeah. And he didn't like the pizza, or Lido's pizza.
Yeah, that's right.
And, you know, he texted Peter that. And Peter's reply to him back was, you don't even know how to be fat right.
Joe, I think the quote was, you're not even good at being fat. It was something like that. Okay?
Oh, I'm sorry. I really messed up the whole thing.
Well, listen, he's the one who chose violence.
Michael, you really blew the essence of that.
Yeah, I really did.
No, here's the thing. Chris chose violence. He knew when he sent me the picture of Lido's and badmouthed my home pizza. He knew what he was doing, and I had to respond in kind.
So this is your spot. This is your spot.
Oh, he knows it's my spot, and he's dissed it to me before. This was just him getting another chance to rub it in.
Now, also, I insulted him a little bit. I said, to make sure that he didn't like the pizza, he ate every slice there.
That's an insult.
And then he came back and said, you know what? It's just not good. It's just not good.
All right. I can't partake in this.
You should.
No, he's your guy.
You got to defend your man, and you should.
He's your guy.
Now, real quick.
He'll go off your arm.
Joe, are you going to consume the game on Sunday?
Oh, we're still looking for a house up here in Connecticut. So it's really just going to be me, my wife, my two boys. They're 7 and 5, pizza and wings. Like I said, not in Vegas. So it's the complete opposite of what I was planning. Just going to be a nice, quiet Sunday. The wife will probably look at me, and then she'll see the notepad, and then she'll leave the room, and I'll see her about 3.5 hours later, and she'll have a real good sense of where we stand based on how much I'm talking and whether or not I'm standing or sitting. If you see me standing, the closer I stand to the TV, the more trouble I'm in. If I'm back, because I stand for all these games. I can't sit for fights. I can't sit for games. I'm standing. So if I stand really close, the closer I stand, the more trouble I'm likely in.
Well, Peter's having a party, Joe, so if you'd like to come, he would invite you.
You want to pop by, Joe?
Only if I can find out what the main event's going to be at WrestleMania, Peter, because I'm very intrigued as to what's going to be happening there.
Listen, I have no inside evidence. However, I did absolutely call the booking of the press conference last night. I'm shocked that I got it right, but I know nothing about Mania. But I think it's going to be Cody and Roman. Ultimately, that's what I think.
Okay, well, either way, they got a lot of good storylines heading in, and I'm always happy to see The Rock back. So no matter what here, I think we got a lot of good options heading into the weekend in Philadelphia. I just hope they get decent weather. I don't want to see any rain out there.
I know, and it's Philly, so you never know. And last thing, I saw that Haney and Garcia are official for April 20th, huh?
April 20th, I cannot wait to get a price on that. I probably shouldn't even say this, but I think Haney is an absolute smash in that fight. Like, Garcia is going to be outclassed start to finish. And that's the same weekend Fish is doing 4 nights at the Sphere. So I might have to get my rear end out there to do a little Fish run with some little Haney-Garcia action. Could be
that's
a great time
good.
In Vegas.
Well, I'm a little emotional because this is Joe's last hit of the football season. And, you know, parting is very, very sweet.
Well, we'll have him on for the NCAA tournament, though.
No, he doesn't want to do that, he said.
Really?
He told our people,
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Saving that for his show.
I didn't say anything of the course. Your producer, Anthony, is a wonderful human being. And like all producers, the second we reached the end of the line, it was immediately, hey, do you want to keep coming on every week for the rest of your life until you eventually have a heart attack? And it was like, yeah, you know, maybe I'll take a little time off. And when madness comes around, I'll jump back in with the boys. But, you know, we'll take a little break here. But I'm sure I'll see you guys down the road for all the big stuff that's coming up.
Super. Thank you, Joe, for all your help this year.
Love you, boys. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you. Good luck to everybody. Now, what you did predicting what happened yesterday in Vegas, I had something like that too, where I predicted something and I got in trouble for it. I wonder if you're going to get in trouble. We'll talk about that when we get back.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. Hey, looking for a super offer for Super Bowl 58? DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. New customers can bet on the big game and turn $5 into $200 instantly in bonus bets. And with DraftKings same game parlays, everyone's got a shot at an even bigger win. That's right, for Super Bowl 58. String together multiple bets from the big game for a shot at making your payday even sweeter. Chiefs or Niners, the choice is yours. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code EMPIRE. New customers can bet $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of Super Bowl 58 with code EMPIRE. The crown is yours. You must be 21 plus and physically present in New York. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/football terms. Gambling problem? Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.